This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every time you go on the internet, type in an address, you're using my next guest's work. He runs ICANN. That's the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. They're sort of like global air traffic control for the internet. .com, .org, all of that is getting a major overhaul. Fadi Shahadi is the ICANN CEO. Thanks for being here.
Pleasure.
Right now, I'm familiar with typing in marketplace.org or amazon.com. Explain the change that is going on here.
There's a major change coming. What's to the right of the dot is called the top-level domain. We're all familiar with .com, .org, .edu, etc. There's 22 of them today. 8 years ago, all of our stakeholders decided, why restrict these? Why should it be only these 22? What if I wanted to have O'Leary, .O'Leary, and sell anything in front of it or make it available to my family, to my friends? And so the community decided to open up the system and allow anything to go after the dot. Also, more importantly, they decided that it doesn't have to be in Latin, that this could be in Chinese script or Arabic script or Cyrillic, therefore enabling people who may not even have an English keyboard to actually type a full address in another name. So we're opening that and removing a constraint that, frankly, shouldn't even exist, so that people can have any name, any address, in any script around the planet.
I mean, isn't some of this going to be kind of confusing? I mean, I can barely remember half of the sites I'm trying to go to. If I'm going to .apple instead of apple.com, how does this not become a big mess?
Many people have contended it might. But as we've discovered in so many areas, choice at the beginning may cause a little bit of confusion. But we believe right now, from all the studies we've done, that choice will bring a lot more variety, a lot more diversity, and a lot more opportunity.
It sounds like it will also bring a lot more money if you're talking about opening up new markets, certainly when you talk about China, when you talk about India. These are growing economies where people want to get on the web.
Oh, yeah. We only have 2 billion people on the web today. By enabling this massive expansion of the address system, there is no doubt that this will create a lot more opportunity for businesses here and in the new emerging markets.
You've had some bumps in the road. Amazon wanted .amazon, and some Latin American countries said, nuh-uh. Chrysler wanted .ram for their truck. You had some objections from India, where the Hindu god Ram is obviously a very big deal. How do you police this?
You're touching on a very difficult area for us. The reality is, when you allow people to brand spaces on the internet, you're going to have conflict. We have to understand the law and follow the law, but at the same time, allow all voices to be heard. And consensus is hard. I grew up in Beirut, where we had, 18 different factions that constantly had to find consensus, and it's not easy. But it's actually the sane way forward for the internet.
Say I want to get .Lizzie or .O'Leary. How much does that cost me? How do I do it?
So in this first round, it would have cost you an application fee of close to $200,000. Which obviously leaves many people out. Now, as we go to round two, which everyone is clamoring for us to open, we will reassess the costs. We are a nonprofit, and therefore, if the learnings from this first round lead us to a different fee, and hopefully, I hope personally, a lower fee, so more people can participate, we will adjust that as we go.
Fadi Shahadi, thank you so much for joining me.
It's a great pleasure to be here.